Congregation may be seated, and I want to invite the children for a children's message. And while they come forward, I'm going to do something crazy here. I'm going to pretend this broom is a horse, and I'm going to do a little giddy up. Yeehaw! 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 Man, this is great. Pretty strange. Kind of different. I really like using my imagination. By the way, welcome to church, Henry. Nice to have you here. So, I really like using my imagination to do some fun things, like pretending this broom is a horse. Do you guys like to use your imagination? Yeah? Yeah? So when do you use your imagination? Clayton? You build Legos and you pretend it's certain things. Okay, that's cool. Well, there's lots of things we could pretend this broom to be. I thought it was a horse this morning. You know, when people are not around, I'll come into the sanctuary and skip around like I'm a cowboy and use my imagination. That's kind of weird. Yep, that's pretty cool. Well, this could also be a maybe a balance beam that you could walk on, like gymnastics, Kaya. Yeah. Or it could be a shovel to dig up dinosaur bones in the ground. It's kind of different. Or, well, what else it could have? Oh, I guess it could be a guitar. Yeah? Always wanted to play guitar. All right. Now, here's my question here this morning. What does this have to do with our lesson here? What's the difference between imagination and faith? So we're going to be talking about faith here this morning. Clayton, do you have any thoughts about that? The difference between imagination and faith. Let me put it to you this way. I have imagination that this broom can be a horse, but I don't have faith that I'm going to be wandering outside thinking that it's a horse. So two different things, very clearly. So imagination is belief in something that's not real at all. It's not real, but we kind of have fun with it, right? But it's not real. Faith is the opposite. Faith is belief in something that is real and true, even though we cannot always explain it or understand it. That's faith. So think about Jesus and his work on dying on the cross for us and paying for our sins. Okay, well, he's done that work. It's faith that we believe. We don't know why he did it. We don't know even how he did it, but we believe by faith. It's real and it's true. Now think about our other passage from Timothy. Faith is a gift from God, Timothy says in today's lesson. It's a gift. And this gift allows us to know that God loves and cares for us, which means that there's nothing that we can do to earn that love and trust from God. There's nothing that we could take away that love and trust from God. We just have to have faith in it. All right? That's different than imagination. Faith is powerful. We're going to hear that today, too, and we've already heard it. Faith, Jesus says, if you have the faith as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, rise up and be planted in the sea, and it would move. Now, a little mustard seed is really small. It's kind of like a poppy seed, really small. But if you got a little bit of kernel of that faith, Jesus says you could move a plant, move a tree, a mulberry tree, all the way into the heart of the sea. That's powerful. So we want to think about that this morning. I know that you guys really love imagination. You do a lot with imagination. Imagination is believing in something that isn't real that allows us to have a lot of fun. Faith is the opposite, and that's just as important. Faith is believing in something that is real and true, even though sometimes we can't explain it perfectly. Does that make sense today? Yep, so let's think about that today. God bless you, and may your faith increase as we hear from God's word today. Have a good day. Thanks for coming up, Henry and Wally.